as you see everywhere in the morning. They have their little fire and they stand around the fire. Yes, my dear Lewis, I wanted to bring your attention to a certain fact. There is a very wonderful song in the Bhagavatam, which is called the Gopi Gita. It was sung by the gopis when they could not really find Krishna.
He had first called them by playing into his Vamsi flute. The Vamsi flute has a mouthpiece, and the Lord took this mouthpiece into his lips, and then while deftly playing about them on the middle part, where the many holes were, a beautiful sound emanated from the third area of the Vamsi flute, the outlet. The gopis had followed that call and had come to him, but then Krishna had first sent them home and then had disappeared from them. So they sang this song. Jayate te idikam janmana vraja shrayata gopis, that he took away the scarf which was hanging from his neck over his chest. He took that away and put it in his hands, so that now the garland on his chest was clearly visible. That garland, of course, had been made by the gopis. So he removed the covering Pitambara to say, look at the garland, I'm wearing it with pride. You have given it to me, I have accepted it, and I'm showing you now, I care for you. So this idea of singing with a mood of separation is very integral to the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. We have two moods, by the way. One is, what is it called? Magnanimity. Did I say it correctly? Magnanimity. It means you share with the world very gladly the treasures of Krishna consciousness. You go out, you distribute books, you talk to people, you have many public programs. This is one mood of the bhaktas of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Magnanimity, you know, giving away freely with a great open heart. But, you know, this mood has to have another support. If you only preach, then that is not yet sufficient. You need to have this other mood of longing for Krishna. And I think in our Govardhan retreat, this is something which slowly comes up. Today I was talking to some devotees from London. They are known for their depths and their deep consideration of spiritual subjects all over the world. And I asked, how is it going for you? And they looked at me with a London smile, not knowing what to say at the moment, because the deeper secrets they kept in their hearts, I believe. Then I said to them, you have to find in your heart this little spark, which hopefully is lit, a little spark of some yearning or longing for Krishna. And then just like a fire which you want to become bigger, you have to fan that spark. So by now every one of you should see or look for this little thing which came maybe during Govardhan Parikrama, or which came when you listened to Jagatarini Mataji, or which came when you listened to our Bhurijan Prabhu, this little desire, or little spark, I want to attain you, Krishna. And this you have to now fan, you have to make it bigger, you have to make it grow. So Gokrishna has suggested we sing a tune which we call our separation tune.